Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Get ready, Bucks fans. It's time for Bucks Insiders on Wisconsin's Midday News with Greg Matzik and Jessica Tai. Your courtside connection every Thursday at 12:35, powered by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Our weekly discussion of all things Milwaukee Bucks. Happy to be joined by Bucks President Peter Fagan. Hello, Peter.
Guys, what's up?
Happy to have you on here, Peter. Now, you must dig back here because there's been a lot of noise around the Milwaukee Bucks for the last week or so. I want to play for you kind of a mashup of stuff, including an exasperated Doc Rivers from a little less than a week ago.
The Bucks called the Knicks and asked for an offer for Giannis. People were like, oh my God, he deleted a photo from May where he had a Bucks logo. Guys, he asked to be traded already. What appears is that Giannis committed himself for the season to the Bucks.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and his agent Alex Tsiratsis have started open conversations and dialogue with the Bucks about his future, whether that's staying in Milwaukee or the realities of a trade to move elsewhere.
Sources have relayed to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo addressed some of his teammates recently to stress the importance of focusing on basketball, not to allow outside distractions.
There's been no conversations. I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, it clearly is not getting to one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
So you got Brian Windhorst saying Giannis has to be traded to the Knicks in the offseason. You've got Shams Charania saying that there's an open dialogue about Giannis's future led by his agent. You've got Chris Haynes saying he's talking to the team to try and make sure this isn't a distraction. By the way, Giannis is injured, not playing tonight. And then you have Doc, who is clearly annoyed and frustrated with the whole situation. How do you make sense of all of this stuff, Peter? What is the truth?
Well, can you imagine dealing with this? Like, there's no statute of limitations. Shams has been saying the same thing for almost a calendar year in getting this done. I think Giannis has made it clear that, you know, especially lately and especially internally and partially externally, like, I'd like to rehab and I'd like to focus on basketball in a big way. And this is kind of Groundhog's Day. It comes back. It is terrible for our fans. It is terrible internally and externally. It's like the world of clickbait and to like make this happen. And I think, you know, honestly, like how to manufacture a story and continue to beat it to death till, you know, I think hopefully the pundits in the NBA, like, you know, it could happen. Our role internally is especially when we're not doing as well as we'd like to, is to really focus, you know, on the team, focus on winning, turning this around in like a big way, focus on the players and continue to improve. So, you know, I think Giannis has been unbelievable where, you know, he literally said the other day, like, you know, this focus is about team and about basketball and how to kind of change this. So I don't think the noise changes, because I think, you know, the environment of which we're in, like, if you're not winning consistently and we're having this kind of drop, you know, this is what happens. But, you know, John Horst and I were talking the other day, and, you know, for us, like, welcome to the NBA. Like, you've got to go through, no matter what team you're at, you've got to go through a period of time that is just your challenge to get it. We're hoping this is that period of time, and you persevere and you come out the other side 100% stronger and better. But the, you know, the chatter and everything for us is just that. We'd love to reduce the noise, and we'd love to have it all focused on him getting better and playing basketball.
Peter, you mentioned we've been listening to the chatter for a year, and honestly, I mean, it's been years of these trade rumors, but it does feel different lately. You are very close with Giannis. Why does Giannis not just come out and say, here's the deal, everybody. Here's the deal, Bucks fans.
Yeah, I think in his own way, like, you know, first of all, Giannis never really comes out, you know, and kind of, I think in the last couple of days, he's basically said, hey, like, I've met with the team, like, this is real focus on where we are today and improving this team and kind of getting through my injury to get this done. I think if you know Giannis, and I'm with you, like, it would be great to say, let me address everything clearly and get this done. But if you're Giannis, I mean, I can just tell you, The last thing this guy wants to be is the subject of chatter that's anything except for basketball. You know, and like what he does not want to do is continue to fuel, continue to have conversations, continue to get it. So I think a piece of him is, you know, like, I'm going to show through my actions, which is tough when you're injured, but I'm going to make this really clear. Like, this is about this team and we want to move forward and improve. And I am a Milwaukee Buck, you know, currently and plan to be a Milwaukee Buck in the future, you know, as we stand right now. And that's like what he's focused on. So this, you know, I think the frequency and the velocity of which this is coming is a lot more, but this hasn't changed one bit. This is the same, you know, you got one of the top three players in the league and this story has not stopped, you know, for 10 to 12 months.
Giannis has also indicated, Peter, that he wants another championship, right? It's a big legacy play for him as one of the best players to ever put on a uniform, not only for the Bucks, but in the NBA. Winning would make this go away, or at least quiet momentarily. And right now, the Bucks are under 500, and many of those losses are with Giannis hurt and sidelined with an injury. I hate to look forward like this, but if it's one of those seasons that just falls short of expectations, how do you avoid this from being a resurrected topic throughout the season and in the off season?
Oh no! I think this is a topic that, you know, we can't. You know, listen, if I had a magic wand, I'd erase the topic. Like, it'd be very easy. But this is real. This continues to go in. I think the kind of delusion and diligence, you know, on the folks we're dealing with that are desperate to have this be a story, like, won't go away because they've dug themselves so deep into this that we just have to manage it. And, you know, fortunately for us, like, listen, it's all about results to get this in. And we don't deal in the hypothetical, and we deal in like the reality. And like we've always done at the Bucks, like, we are focused on improving and making this a better scenario, period. So, you know, we will take where we are. We will continue to evaluate. John Horst hasn't stopped for one minute, you know, in the 7 years he's been GM, exploring, thinking, refining and tweaking, you know. So for us, not much has really changed. And like, our focus is like, literally, how do we turn this around, you know, as quickly as we can?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to zone in on that and piggyback off that question, because as Greg said, Giannis has always said he wants to compete for championships. Peter, we know you want to compete for championships. So do Bucks fans. But how confident are you that Milwaukee can still offer him that path today and not in theory?
Yeah, I think for us, like, we're delusional optimists, like, at every moment of time. So we sit back and we really think about what are the tweaks, what are things we do, where directionally do we want to go. So we think there's always opportunity for improvement, you know, whether it's with the current team, whether it's changing up the roster, whether it's tweaking, whether it's through acquisition, whether it's through draft. So, you know, for us, like, that's the job to get it in. And I think the parity in the NBA is like kind of really interesting now. Like, other than Oklahoma City and kind of like really playing beyond and above and some real surprises like Detroit and everything, you know, it's level ground in the NBA. Like, to be extremely competitive in the East, you know, is like, we're still not that far away to get that done. And, you know, we think about that all the time. Like, this is about, you know, winning the East and competing, you know, in the whole league. And the East is, you know, there's not much room between, you know, the top 10 teams.
Peter, how does Giannis's agent factor into all this kind of stuff, right? You got a number of reports, but now we're finally hearing his agent's name. And while Giannis might be focused on basketball and getting better, his agent is always focused on the best situation for his client, be it in Milwaukee or somewhere else. How active are those conversations with Giannis's agent, or is he not been contacted and no conversations have happened since the season started?
I can just tell you the favorite part about my job is John Horst deals with the agents and I don't. and that's like, you can read into that as much as you want, and to get into what the games are and what the rhetoric and what the position is. But, you know, I don't deal with this. Again, like, we are so lucky because, you know, again, we deal with the reality of, you know, we've been so lucky to be so close. Our relationship with Giannis, you know, and his, and even his team and his agents, I think it's much, it's extremely differentiated from other relationships in that we've had, you know, 13 years of kind of building equity and trust and discussion. And I'm not, you know, Giannis doesn't keep me up at night, and I think he's in a very good place. And, you know, I question strategies. I question people. Agents have a very direct incentives. You know, it's like, how do they position their client to have the most value, you know, kind of all the time, and how do they themselves like glean value off of that? So that game I don't get involved in, and I care more about what comes from Giannis's mouth. And, you know, like I said, I'm very lucky in not having to deal with his representation.
Bucks President Peter Fagan. Peter, we always appreciate your candidness and joining us here once a month on the program. Always great insight and great to connect with you today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, guys. Go Bucks. You Celtics
bet.
Tonight.
You bet. Should be a fun one. Pfizer Forum tonight. It's been a few days since the Bucks have played.
Yeah,
they got this whole NBA
like
Cup thing happening. And so that is happening right now in the world of the NBA. So they've got these weird little breaks in early December, and the Bucks are, well, concluding theirs tonight. They'll be back on the floor against the Celtics at Pfizer Forum.
I'm drinking out of my Bucks Yeti today.
There you go.